560 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man accused of murder has been found in New Mexico after driving away from a halfway house in Toma last week. Shane Helmbrecht was found near Santa Fe and released to the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department. Helmbrecht was arrested in 2016 for the murder of his neighbor in Eau Claire, but he was found incompetent to stand trial. He was staying at a halfway house in Toma when authorities say Helmbrecht took his parents' car and fled. In Wisconsin, you need a witness in order to fill out an absentee ballot. A liberal law firm is challenging that law. Nate Wegehout has more.
The Elias Law Group filed the lawsuit in federal court on Monday. They say the requirement to have a witness sign absentee ballot envelopes violates the Federal Voting Rights Act. The law firm says that requiring absentee voters to have a witness attest to their qualifications to vote violates that law. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of four Wisconsin voters who find it difficult to get a witness due to health risks, living alone, or traveling overseas. The lawsuit names the State Elections Commission and multiple city clerks from across the state as defendants. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Fraud prevention experts are getting the word out about avoiding scams. Kathy McDougall with the AARP says if you get a suspicious phone call, don't engage with the person on the other end.
It's better to be rude and hang up than be robbed from them. Don't respond to suspicious emails from people that you did not initiate contact.
McDougall says if you are scammed, it's important to report it to police within 2 days. Cell phones, radios, and TVs will be buzzing tomorrow afternoon for a nationwide test of the Federal Emergency Alert System and wireless emergency alerts. Mike Moen explains.
Jared Tessman, the Emergency Management Coordinator in Monroe County, says the alert rollout will begin at 1:20 p.m. Central Time on October 4th. The purpose is to get people thinking about what would happen in a national emergency. But there's local significance, too.
We can send the same tests out at a local level to notify people of evacuations that are necessary due to various types of disasters, hazardous materials incidents.
When these tests are conducted, he says it's important for people to have their phones on so they can confirm their device can receive such a message in a real emergency. I'm Mike Moen.
Some Wisconsin dairy farms are using Fitbits to track their cows' eating, breathing, and other important information. They're often worn as collars, and they help farmers keep their dairy cows healthier and more productive. Wisconsin is the leading cheese-making state in America and the second biggest state for producing fluid milk. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Proposed legislation to ban gain-of-function research in Wisconsin has gained support from public health scientists and community activists. Wisconsin Republicans this year introduced state and federal bans on gain-of-function research on pathogens, citing the COVID-19 pandemic in their press release. Proponents of the bill argue it isn't anti-science or anti-research, but pro-safety and pro-transparency. Gain-of-function research seeks to make viruses more dangerous in a lab setting to learn how to better treat them. Law enforcement authorities have announced they found the man who they issued a green alert for yesterday. Authorities found Shane Helmbrecht safe in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Helmbrecht is court-ordered to reside at a group home in Toma, Wisconsin, due to a 2016 Eau Claire County homicide case in which he was found not guilty by reason of insanity. Helmbrecht is reportedly allowed to come and go from the home as he pleases, but did not advise staff that he was leaving. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose one of their top pitchers. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers begin their playoff series tonight against the Diamondbacks, but they won't have starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff. Manager Craig Counsell making the announcement.
Brandon Woodruff will be out for this series. He has a right shoulder capsular injury. We're working on a second opinion and for Brandon to see over the next couple days. Frankly, his availability for the postseason is up in the air at this point.
It's the same injury that kept Woodruff on the IL the first 4 months of the season. The 30-year-old right-hander asked how he's doing.
Not good. When you deal with an injury and then it pops back up, it popped up at the wrong time. But also maybe it's a blessing because I can, you know, have it taken care of. So it sucked, man. we got a good clubhouse, and I want to be a part of that. And you know, sitting here now, I may not. So that's the hard part.
So it's game one of the best of three game series tonight at AmFam Field. First pitch at 6:08. Corbin Burnes gets the start tonight and talked about facing Arizona.
They've been really, really good all year. They're really hot early on, but you know, it's all about who goes out and plays the best baseball. And I think the way we've been playing baseball the last month and a half, it doesn't matter who we're playing, what their record is. I think if we go out there and play the baseball we've been playing, we'll be in a good spot.
Elsewhere in baseball, another manager fired. The Angels will not bring back Phil Nevin after 1.5 seasons. The Giants fired Gabe Kapler. The Mets let go Buck Showalter. NBA, the Bucks training camp begins today. The team introduced point guard Damian Lillard, who talked about getting the phone call that informed him he'd been traded to the Bucks.
Just kind of sitting there in my man cave, I didn't really know what was going to happen. I started to think like, man, it might get to training camp and I might just be sitting and waiting, you know. And then I got that call from my agent. It was like, man, you getting traded to Milwaukee.
That's the Bucks, Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In. It's the Stu Daniels Show on this Tuesday morning, the 3rd of October. Come on in, get a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, have a seat and relax. Going to get to some news and sports and weather. And in fact, speaking of the weather outside today, going to be another warm summertime day or summer-like day in La Crosse today. Mostly sunny skies, highs around 86 degrees. Eau Claire, mostly sunny, high around 83. In Richland Center, sunshine, high around 87. Amory, mostly sunny and breezy with a high around 81. In Hayward today, increasing clouds, also breezy, with a high also around 81 degrees. And in sports, man, I tell you, this is... For baseball fans, this is one of the most fun times of the year. MLB postseason begins today. The Milwaukee Brewers play the Diamondbacks tonight in Milwaukee. And by the way, nationally, that game will be seen on ESPN2. You can tell your friends in other parts of the country, hey, tune in. The Brewers are on TV tonight. And in the news today, let me give you some headlines. Retired Marine Corps General and former Chief of Staff for Donald Trump, John Kelly, has confirmed that Trump called fallen soldiers losers and suckers. Also in the news, Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff won't be pitching in the wild card series and possibly beyond due to a shoulder injury. State Representative Katrina Shanklin from Stevens Point is scheduled to announce a bid for the 3rd District congressional seat at 10 a.m. this morning. And Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz introduced a motion to remove Kevin McCarthy as the Speaker of the House. And I think today we're going to start with this story about John Kelly. This is exclusive from CNN. John Kelly goes on the record to confirm
several disturbing stories about Donald Trump, as if we need more disturbing stories. This piece here by Jake Tapper, updated just a few minutes ago, says here, John Kelly, the longest serving White House chief of staff for Donald Trump, offered his harshest criticism yet of the former president in an exclusive statement to CNN. Kelly set the record straight with on-the-record confirmation of a number of damning stories about statements Trump made behind closed doors attacking U.S. service members and veterans, listing a number of objectionable comments Kelly witnessed Trump make firsthand. Quote, "What can I add that has not already been said?" Kelly said, when asked if he wanted to weigh in on his former boss in light of recent comments made by other former Trump officials. He went on and said, "A person that thinks those who defend their country in uniform or are shot down or seriously wounded in combat or spend years being tortured as POWs are all suckers because there is nothing in it for them. A person that did not want to be seen in the presence of military amputees because it doesn't," this is a quote, "because it doesn't look good for me." That's Trump talking. "A person who demonstrated open contempt for a Gold Star family, for all Gold Star families, on TV during the 2016 campaign and rants that our most precious heroes who gave their lives in America's defense are losers and wouldn't visit their graves in France. A person who is not truthful regarding his position on the protection of unborn life, on women, on minorities, on evangelical Christians, on Jews, on working men and women," Kelly continued. "A person that has no idea what America stands for and has no idea what America is all about. A person who cavalierly suggests that a selfless warrior who has served his country for 40 years in peacetime and war should lose his life for treason in expectation that someone will take action. A person who admires autocrats and murderous dictators, a person that has nothing but contempt for our democratic institutions, our Constitution, and the rule of law. There is nothing more that can be said," Kelly concluded. "God help us." In the statement, Kelly is confirming on the record a number of details in a 2020 story in The Atlantic by editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg, including Trump turning to Kelly on Memorial Day of 2017 as they stood among those killed in Afghanistan and Iraq in Section 60 at Arlington National Cemetery and saying, "I don't get it. What was in it for them?" Those details also include Trump's inability to understand why the American public respects former prisoners of war and those shot down in combat. Then candidate Trump, of course, said in front of a crowd in 2015 that former Vietnam POW Senator John McCain, an Arizona Republican, was, quote, "not a war hero. He was a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured," end quote. But behind closed doors, sources told Goldberg this lack of understanding went on to cause Trump to repeatedly call McCain a loser and to refer to former President George H.W. Bush, who was also shot down as a Navy pilot in World War II, as a loser. CNN reached out to the Trump campaign Monday afternoon, telling officials there that a former administration official had confirmed on the record a number of details about the 2020 Atlantic story without naming Kelly and seeking comment. The Trump campaign responded by insulting the character and credibility of retired Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, who had nothing to do with this story. An updated statement from a Trump campaign spokesperson on Tuesday, today, said, quote, John Kelly has totally clowned himself with these debunked stories he's made up because he didn't serve his president well while working as chief of staff, end quote. The Atlantic article also described Trump's 2018 visit to France for the centennial anniversary of the end of World War I, where, according to several senior staff members, Trump said he did not want to visit the graves of American soldiers buried in the American cemetery near Paris because, why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers. During that same trip to France, the article reported, Trump said the 1,800 U.S. Marines killed there were suckers for getting killed. And Kelly's statement adds context to a story in the book, The Divider, Trump in the White House, 2017 through 2021, by Susan Glasser and Peter Baker, in which Trump, after a separate trip to France in 2017, tells Kelly he wants no wounded veterans in a military parade he's trying to have planned in his honor. Inspired by the Bastille Day parade, except for the section of the parade featuring wounded French veterans in wheelchairs, Trump tells Kelly, look, I don't want any wounded guys in the parade. Kelly said, those are the heroes. In our society, there's only one group of people who are more heroic than they are, and they are buried over in Arlington. Trump says, I don't want them. It doesn't look good for me. The story squares with another recent story from Goldberg in The Atlantic, a profile of retired chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, in which Trump does not react well to seeing severely wounded Army Captain Luis Avila singing God Bless America at a welcome event for the new chairman. Quote, why do you bring people like that here? No one wants to see that. The wounded. End quote. We'll get to more of this story in just a minute. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 81. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 61. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 66. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered showers Thursday and Friday. 61 Thursday, 50 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
All right, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 8:23 right now, almost 8:24. And we have 64 degrees in La Crosse under mostly cloudy skies. Richland Center, 54 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. And just before the break, we were discussing the confirmation by John Kelly, former chief of staff to former president Donald Trump, confirmation that many of these things that it has been said that Donald Trump uttered during his days in the White House and during the campaign leading up to his time in the White House, many of those things were true that we've heard. The way he discusses soldiers, people in the military, especially fallen members of the military and the wounded in the military, calling them losers, saying they're not heroes, saying that the wounded soldiers don't look good for him, meaning Trump. He doesn't want to see wounded soldiers in the parade because it doesn't look good for him. And this statement given by Kelly to CNN, we were going over this before the break. I want to get back to where we left off. The story, and I'll give you a little bit of what we just mentioned before the break. The story squares with another recent story from Goldberg in the Atlantic, a profile of retired chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, in which Trump does not react well to seeing severely wounded Army Captain Luis Avila singing God Bless America at a welcome event for the new chairman. Quote, why do you bring people like that here? No one wants to see that, the wounded. Kelly's statement to CNN also refers to a remark Trump made in response to that same article, which describes Milley in the closing days of the Trump presidency in 2020, receiving intelligence that the Chinese military feared Trump was about to order a military strike on China. Milley, in a call authorized by Trump administration officials, reassured his Chinese counterparts that such a strike was not going to happen. That call was first reported in 2021 in the book Peril by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. But Trump said this past week on his social media site that the call was, quote, an act so egregious that in times gone by, the punishment would have been death, with the letters of death in all capital letters. Asked for reaction to the suggestion that he deserves execution, Milley told Nora O'Donnell of 60 Minutes that he wouldn't, quote, comment directly on those things, but I can tell you that this military, this soldier, me, will never turn our back on that Constitution. 8:27, got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
Operator, or could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated. Isn't that the way this head goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz offering a motion to vacate the Speaker's chair. It's a move not seen in more than 100 years and sets up a showdown between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Gaetz.
All of this comes after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made a deal with Democrats, working with them and moderate Republicans to keep the government open and funded. He tried again and again to try to satisfy the far right wing of his conference. It was never enough. So frustrations boiling over here on Capitol Hill. Congressman Matt Gaetz finally making good on those threats, moving forward with this effort to try to oust him.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar carjacked at gunpoint. He says a group of men held guns to his head and took his car and phone near his Washington, D.C. Navy Yard residence, blocks from the U.S. Capitol. Donald Trump back in court as a civil fraud trial against him and his family continues. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Democratic primary race to challenge U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District just got a little more crowded. Stevens Point State Representative Katrina Shankland has announced she will join Rebecca Cook, Tara Johnson, and Aaron Knights in the Democratic primary race. Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District is considered a swing district, which Representative Van Orden won by 4 points in 2022. Four Wisconsin residents have filed a federal lawsuit challenging a Wisconsin law that requires absentee voters to complete their ballots in the presence of a witness who can attest to the voter's eligibility. According to a Democracy Docket report, the residents who brought the suit argue that the witness requirement violates a section of the Voting Rights Act, which prohibits denying the right to vote on the basis of a citizen's failure to comply with a test or device. The requirement is also the subject of a state-level lawsuit. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Red Delicious Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning,
he's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Between sundown finish and midnight's broken tone, we duck inside the doorway, thunder crashing. As majestic bells and phones struck shadows in the sound, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing. Flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight. Flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight. And for each and every underdog, soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Electric lights still struck like arrows, fired before the ones condemned to drift.
I'm drifting, toiling for the searching ones on their speechless seeking trail. For the lonesome-hearted lovers with too personal a tale, and for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
All right, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 8:35 right now in Eau Claire, 66 degrees with sunshine. Amory has 66 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Music from the Byrds doing Bob Dylan tune, Chimes of Freedom. And this morning we've been discussing the confirmation by former Chief of Staff John Kelly that many of the statements that have been that Donald Trump said, that it's been reported he said during his time in the presidency and during the campaign leading up to the presidency, that those statements are actually true, that Donald Trump did say these things about soldiers, wounded soldiers, dead soldiers, calling them losers, saying he doesn't want wounded soldiers in his parade because it doesn't look good for him. And just before the break, I mentioned that when asked for reaction to the suggestion that he deserves execution, General Mark Milley told Nora O'Donnell of 60 Minutes that he wouldn't, quote, comment directly on those things that Trump said, but I can tell you that this military, this soldier, me, will never turn our back on that Constitution, end quote. So Mark Kelly's statement to CNN confirming all of these things that Trump had supposedly said comes days after, and by the way, I'm reading from a piece in CNN where it was first reported that Kelly made the statement. It was to CNN that he made the statement. Kelly's statement to CNN comes days after former Trump White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson sat down with CNN in an interview promoting her new book, Enough, and warned the public that, quote, Donald Trump is the most grave threat we will face to our democracy in our lifetime and potentially in American history, end quote. Enough, the book, interestingly, contains a scene in which Hutchinson and then White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah Griffin push back against Goldberg's 2020 story. Griffin issued a statement to The Atlantic after that story posted denying the report. Reached for comment over the weekend, Alyssa Farah Griffin, who, by the way, I believe is a host, one of the hosts on The View nowadays. When reached for comment over the weekend, Griffin said, despite publicly praising the military and claiming to be the most pro-military president, there's a demonstrable record of Trump bashing the most decorated service members in our country, from General Mattis to Kelly to Milley to criticizing the wounded or deceased, like John McCain. Donald Trump will fundamentally never understand service the way those who have actually served in uniform will, and it's one of the countless reasons he's unfit to be commander-in-chief, end quote. No other presidential candidate in history has had so many detractors from his inner circle. His former Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, told CNN in November of last year, quote, I think he's unfit for office. He puts himself before country. His actions are all about him and not about the country. And then, of course, I believe he has integrity and character issues as well, end quote. Trump's former Attorney General Bill Barr told CBS in June that, quote, he is a consummate narcissist and he constantly engages in reckless conduct. He will always put his own interests and gratifying his own ego ahead of everything else, including the country's interests. Our country can't, you know, can't be a therapy session for a troubled man like this. End quote. So what do you think? Is Trump fit to be president? Is it okay that a guy who wants to be president again says things like military servicemen and women are losers, especially if they got wounded or killed, and he doesn't want the wounded in his parade because they look bad for him? What do you think? If you have an opinion on anything we're discussing this morning, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. I would be interested to hear what you have to say. It's 8:41 right now. The next thing that I want to get to here is another angle on the same story about John Kelly's statement to CNN. This is from the Washington Post, and it's an analysis by Aaron Blake, staff writer at the Washington Post. And this was published and posted last night with a headline that says, John Kelly's full-throated confirmation of Trump's ugliest comments, parsed. Kelly finally went on the record to make clear that, yes, Trump did say those things about veterans and wounded soldiers. Among the many controversies Donald Trump has courted during his time in politics, perhaps none engender the kinds of emotions as his comments and reported comments denigrating veterans and the war wounded. But some of the most serious reports about what he's said have gone largely unconfirmed by key players. That changed in a major way on Monday, yesterday. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff John Kelly delivered a blistering statement to CNN's Jake Tapper that for the first time served to confirm years-old comments attributed to Trump and for which Kelly was present. Kelly, like many former top Trump administration officials, has criticized Trump somewhat in the past, but his new statement takes things to another level and fills out the picture of some of Trump's ugliest alleged comments. Let's take Kelly's statement from CNN piece by piece. Quote, what can I add that has not already been said, Kelly said, calling Trump a, quote, person that thinks those who defend their country in uniform or are shot down or seriously wounded in combat or spend years being tortured as POWs are all suckers because, quote, there's nothing in it for them, end quote. Kelly's reference to being tortured as POWs is an obvious reference to the late Senator John McCain, whose war hero status Trump publicly cast doubt upon during the 2016 campaign, saying, quote, I like people that weren't captured, end quote. But suckers, and there is nothing in it for them, in quotation marks, refer to Jeffrey Goldberg's 2020 Atlantic piece. It quoted Trump using the former word to refer to the 800 Marines who died at Belleau Wood in France during World War I. It also quoted him saying something similar to the latter while standing next to the grave of Kelly's own son, who was killed in Afghanistan. And that's something that the CNN report didn't mention, that when Trump said there's nothing in it for them, referring to dead soldiers, he was actually standing right next to the grave of John Kelly's own son, who was killed in Afghanistan. Kelly was described in the story as being present for each remark, but he declined to comment at the time. A close Kelly ally and former top White House aide later said that he, the ally, not Kelly, hadn't personally heard Trump use the word suckers and suggested the reporting had conflated certain events. But here is Kelly himself confirming Trump said these things. Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Chung responded on Monday night last night and said John Kelly has totally clowned himself with these debunked stories he's made up because he didn't serve his president well while working as chief of staff. Here's another quote from the statement by Kelly to CNN. A person that did not want to be seen in the presence of military amputees because it doesn't look good for me. A person who demonstrated open contempt for a Gold Star family, for all Gold Star families, on TV during the 2016 campaign and rants that our most precious heroes who gave their lives in America's defense are losers and wouldn't visit their graves in France. It's 8:46 right now. Got to take a break. Stay tuned. You are tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
There was a song you used to play before they drove you away, but I remember every stroke of every chord you.
With the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my and, God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 81. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 61. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs around 66. Chance for scattered showers Thursday and Friday. Low 60s Thursday, upper 40s by Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 67.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK, has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show, WLAK.
Be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my room. Last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. Cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
All right, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on this Tuesday morning, 8:53 right now. And just before the break, we were going over an analysis in the Washington Post of the statement given to CNN by former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, General John Kelly. This analysis from Washington Post, we were right where... Let's see here. It said that it says here, Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Chung responded to the statement given to CNN. He responded last night and said that John Kelly, General John Kelly, has former General John Kelly has totally clowned himself with these debunked stories he's made up. Because he didn't serve his president well while working as chief of staff. So another portion of the statement given to CNN, or the next part that we're going to analyze here, says, and this is from John Kelly, he said, a person, and he's talking, of course, about Trump, A person that did not want to be seen in the presence of military amputees because it doesn't look good for me. A person who demonstrated open contempt for a Gold Star family, for all Gold Star families on TV during the 2016 campaign, and rants that our most precious heroes who gave their lives in America's defense are losers and wouldn't visit their graves in France. So this analysis in the Washington Post says the first part of that statement, a person who did not want to be seen in the presence of military amputees because it doesn't look good for me, that part refers to a 2022 book from Susan Glasser and Peter Baker, which quoted Trump saying, again in the presence of Kelly, that he didn't want any wounded guys in his big Independence Day parade. And the second part of that statement refers to Trump's public comments during the 2016 Democratic National Convention attacking a Gold Star family that had been critical of him. Now, here in parentheses, it says Kelly, notably, later defended Trump after a Democratic congresswoman cited insensitive comments allegedly made to a Gold Star family during a private phone call. But Kelly also seemed to confirm the nature of Trump's comments on the call. The part about losers and not wanting to visit grave sites is again confirming of the 2020 Atlantic piece in which Trump allegedly said, quote, "Why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers," end quote. The White House at the time flatly denied this. Trump himself added, quote, "To think that I would make statements negative to our military and fallen heroes when nobody has done what I've done for the military was a total lie. It's a disgrace." A man who was present for these key events now effectively says that it not only happened, but that it happened over and over again. Got to take a break for the top of the hour news. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Mom's got a squeeze box she wears on her chest. And when daddy comes home, he never gets no rest. Cause she's playing. In the whole damn street, cause she's playing all night, and the music's alright. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night. She goes in and out, and in and out, and in and out, and in and out. She's playing all night, and the music's all right. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the ABC Civic News Media app.